4.5 million people every day depend on us to take them safely to their place of work, to visit their friends and their families, and it's a tremendous responsibility on all of us. We are, at a time when the last fatal accident was in 2007. I think it's a great record, and of course, every single one of us here knows that not a day goes by when we could lose this record. The responsibility on all of us to maintain our absolute focus on that integrity so that we keep the railway safe must never be doubted. And to be honest with you, for me, it's kind of easy for me to keep that focus because every week I look at the kinds of situations that happen on our railway, and every week I see things which, if circumstances had been slightly different, we could have had an incident. So, there's a lot more still to do to improve passenger safety. Now, the second area of safety responsibility that we have within our industry is around public safety. The people who cross our level crossings every single day. Over the last 5 years, 40 people lost their lives on our level crossings. And we have 6,500 of these on our network. Now, the fact that we have the safest level crossings in Europe, by many standards, frankly, does nothing to alleviate my concerns. So we have a lot to do still to really move forward with level crossing safety, and it's something that I am very committed to with my team to drive forward in the years ahead. But I want to turn now to the area which I personally think we are furthest from actually getting a real grip on. And that is our workforce safety. If you compare ourselves to US rail, then yes, we're safer. But if you compare ourselves to National Grid or Severn Trent or Centrica, major utility organisations, maintaining networks out in the cold and the dark, then our safety performance is significantly worse. And it's some 10 times worse than in oil and gas industry. So really there's a huge opportunity to improve our workforce safety performance in this business. And I find this enormously exciting. I find this exciting not just from a moral and ethical perspective, from just a fundamental look, it's the right thing to do to keep people safe. I also see there's an incredible business opportunity. Because there is not a single business that I have ever worked in where it wasn't true, but the great safety performance goes with great business performance. If we look after our people, if we demonstrate that we care about their health and their well-being, their mental health, as well as their physical health, and we help to provide them with the right conditions to stay healthy, I believe that they will come to work with a different mindset. So this is an area where we're putting a huge amount of effort at the moment, and I think we're starting to already see the benefits of the health program that we are running. I think we have an extraordinary opportunity to transform the railway industry today. The opportunity that we have to get the best from our people and to create a different working environment for our people is there, and it's up to us to grab it.